That is the conversation of today, but just real quick, we kind of ran up through the break there just to make sure it's clear and no one has wrong information. Rainbow Lake was created by a dam when the dam Walnut Creek. It was not created by a flood, but it is only 14 feet deep at its deepest point. So part of it was true, part of it was false, and we've got about 200 state park passes to give away. So anyone that participated, whether it's true or false, is going to get 2 state park passes today, good through the end of the year. We'll have our new supply of state park passes here in a few weeks that'll be good for all of 2020.
So it's your lucky day if you tried to guess, right?
It is. So, from its founding in 1870 until Geronimo's capture in 1886, Fort Apache was regularly involved in the Indian Wars. It was first called Camp Ord, in honor of General O.C. Ord, commander of Arizona, when it was built. It's also been called Camp Mongolian and Camp Thomas. The post was finally designated as Camp Apache in 71 as a token of friendship to the very Indians the fort soldiers would soon start fighting. So, Fort Apache soldiers earned $13 a day. I'm sorry, $13 a month. Today, that would be the equivalent of about $250. Ooh. But you could get a raise to $15 a month if you committed for 2 years.
Mm.
And you thought your job paid bad.
Well, hey, should we continue this conversation with Caitlin Fitzgerald? She is the something of brand.
The director of brand.
That's it.
There we go.
And for zero mass water. So we're talking about this new technology, and truly it is pretty new. It started manufacturing in 2014, though it took years before that to design and create. And Rosie had a question for you. We were talking about individual, like at your home.
Yeah.
You said you create 600 bottles of water a month,
mm-hmm,
from your panels. You have 2 on your house?
I do, yes.
And there's 2 of you in the home.
Uh-huh.
What do you do with the extra water?
So we've got, there's a reservoir inside every hydro panel. So at my house, I can store up to 120 bottles of water. And so because we're drinking it all the time and cooking with it, that is plenty of storage for us.
And if you had leftover after that, still, you could water plants. I mean, you could keep going with it. Then it just becomes a bigger source of water.
Oh, exactly. And one that, you know, isn't taking away from scarce water supplies. So absolutely, when we have a lot of water, and I'll use our source water to clean, and I water my plants with it. And you know what? Source water is the only water my dog drinks.
And you gift it as well.
Exactly. Yes. Every time we go to a gathering of friends or family, I've got usually a couple gallons of source water with me.
So it doesn't go to waste, for
exactly.
Sure. You wouldn't want to waste that good water. So, Caitlin, how did you get into this business, this place? Are you a marketing student, or were you?
You know, I was not. And I kind of fell into Zero Mass because I was working with a lot of purpose-driven community initiatives.
Let me help you with your brand management there. Don't say false. Say I dropped into.
I dropped into. I love there's like a water pun there. It's great. I dropped into Zero Mass Water because I was in community organizing, working with a lot of purpose-driven organizations, working with refugees here in Phoenix. And I met with the Zero Mass Water CEO, Cody Friesen, and he told me about this incredible technology that could provide water for every person in every place, including places like refugee camps where it's very difficult to get water. And so I was hooked immediately. We are a purpose-driven company, very much so, to our core. Every person at Zero Mass gets up every day and comes to work because we are just so excited and so passionate about making sure that this solution to the water crisis gets into everybody's hands.
Well, I think you've been bitten by the bug.
Absolutely.
You live it and breathe it, right?
Uh-huh, absolutely.
You told me you even bring your own water to restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I'm very particular. You know, I'm a little bit of a water snob now because, you know, you start to look into water, you learn a lot of things that make you want to only drink water you're absolutely confident in. So at restaurants, we bring our own bottles of water to restaurants from our hydro panels. And, of course, at work, because we have our hydro panels array there. I'm drinking exclusively source water now.
And we were talking about the tour that you're giving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you always give tours, but you have a little place that people could sign up today and go.
I was going to say, it's perfect because we've got text asking, what's that message for Rosie listeners?
Oh, yeah, and you can taste the water. Not only can you learn about the technology, you can taste the water. So what is the website again?
It's info www.zeromasswater.com/Rosie.
I'll put that up on Facebook at the end of the hour when we finish our discussion. And so tell me, I can tell they're thinking about it now, our homeowners, if a homeowner wants to do this technology, do you need anything special? Does it go on the roof? Does it go in the yard?
It can do either. Mm-hmm. We just need some unshaded space. And we've done a wide range of types of installations at homes across the U.S. And so it's a really easy thing. All you do is you tell us where you live. We can work with you. We do a little site survey, tell you what it's going to look like. We come out. It's all installed within like less than a day. And immediately, as soon as the sun comes up, it's making water for you.
And tell me what it looks like to get from the panel reservoir to your kitchen.
Yeah, so at a typical household, you'll have two hydro panels installed. Mine are installed on my patio rooftop. And we simply, it can be like cable where you put a little tube right through the walls up underneath your sink into a designated drinking water tap, very similar to what you might see like with a reverse osmosis tap. And it's right there. It's actually quite that simple. If it's on the ground, we'll trench it and put it underneath so it's nice, keeps your yard looking beautiful, and it'll go right into your kitchen tap or any type of a designated water dispenser that you want to have. So we actually have some homeowners that use this for both an inside drinking water tap and an outside drinking water tap.
That would be great.
Yeah, right?
For your outdoor barbecues. Don't have to drink out of the hose anymore, right?
Is it a plastic pipe that comes from the panels down into the kitchen? How big is it?
It's a three-eighths inch tube of very high quality food grade material. And then we're in the desert, so we take every care to make sure that it's protected. So we'll typically run it through either a PVC or something similar that just makes sure that tube is protected from the elements.
Great. And so I had the opportunity to meet you out at Copper King Elementary School at 107th Avenue in Campbell. So you have several schools around town where you've put in field of panels. And just tell us about that. I just thought that was so great. All the kids at that school get to drink that good water every day.
Yeah. You know, schools and water are really interesting right now. A lot of the infrastructure our schools were built with is aging, just like the infrastructure you see all around the country aging. And that means the pipes are breaking down and causing sometimes some contamination or certainly at least taste issues in the water. And, you know, kids, they're not going to drink water that doesn't taste good. And it's important here in the desert and anywhere that when kids are at school, they drink water so they can stay hydrated, they can stay focusing. You know, there's nothing like trying to learn and pay attention in class when you've got a headache or you're feeling any symptom of dehydration. So we've worked with a couple different schools here in Arizona and around the world to put in hydro panels. And it's not that different than at my home, just a larger array. It goes right from the hydro panels to a dispenser at Copper King Elementary, for example. That dispenser sits right outside the classroom. And so all day when kids are thirsty, they can just get up, go get a glass of water, fill up their bottles. And that school, for example, they're making about 400 gallons of drinking water, or about 3,000 bottles of water per day for the kids and the faculty to enjoy.
And that looks like it's a panel of a little field of 10 panels, and it's all surrounded by a fence, all protected and everything. It was really cool to look at that, and then the kids can just put their little bottle up there.
Yeah, you know what's really neat, too, is when you have a technology like that at a school and kids get to see it, they get to experience it, I mean, that's inspiring. And every year we make a point of sending somebody out to go teach the kids about the technology, about building a startup company around the technology innovation, really trying to, you know, inspire them to be the future innovators, to create solutions we need in the future.
So do you actually do education events as well with the kids, or it just kind of organically happens because it's there?
You know, it's organic, but we do come in and we give a little lesson to them. We answer their questions, and teachers can work with us all throughout the year when they are working on lesson plans and they want to incorporate the technology into it.
Do you actually do those sessions?
I've done a few. It is so much fun.
What kind of things do the kids ask? Same things I'm asking?
Ask really incredible questions. You're like, I can't believe you just asked me that right now. A lot about how the technology works, of course. But then the kids are also really curious about, you know, what it's like to build a company. And we talk to them a lot about how you take a technology like Source Hydro Panels and you build a company around it, and how you work with other communities, other cultures. You know, we talk to students from a wide range of different backgrounds. And so what's really neat is when you're in a classroom, and this has happened several times, we get to talk to the students about hydro panel installations in countries that they're from. And that's really neat to build the connection between Arizona and their home.
Wow. I can see why you're hooked. Tell me, just kind of going back to homeowners, is there ever a problem with HOAs? You know, that's such a grind for so many people.
Oh, yeah. So it's really wonderful that solar technologies are protected in Arizona. And so we don't have problems with HOAs because it is a solar-powered product. We work with HOAs and certainly have had a few customers we've worked with to navigate educating the HOA on what the technology is.
Yeah, I think it was 04 or 05-ish that they had the laws changed preventing HOAs from prohibiting solar statewide.
So you fall right in that with your little solar panels.
Exactly.
What is the cost for a family to put one in?
So if you get an array for your home, all in, installed, ship, taxes, everything, it's going to be between $5,500 and $6,500. And that's a technology that will provide water, drinking water for your family for 15 years. And when you compare that against, you know, your household expense for bottled water, for example, bottled water is an average of 50 cents a liter, but our water, it's about 15 cents per liter. So that's a big cost savings.
It's also environmental savings. Think about all the water bottles that don't end up in the landfill.
Oh, yeah. At my house, my array is going to offset over 100,000 single-use plastic bottles.
Wow.
I know one guy who hasn't, if you haven't talked to him yet, and that's Matt Damon. Have y'all communicated with him? He has a organization he's had for years about clean water in other countries. And I've got have y'all talked to him at all? Or,
you know, we're not currently in talks with Matt Damon, but we welcome all of the celebrities, influencers, and leaders that want to go out and solve the water crisis. So we'd love to.
I mean, you could put one of these on a home, and basically, couldn't you supply two or three households with one unit?
I'd say it depends on how many people live there. I'd probably need 12 units to supply my house.
No, for you, yeah. For your
horses,
house,
dogs, cats.
You would.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's really incredible is that, like, you know, especially if you want to be off-grid, for example, that's the beauty of solar is you get to own your electricity. But if you want to take your water off-grid, we can. You tell us how much water you need, and we can help you
wow.
get there.
Very interesting. And pure water, no matter how, in the middle of a haboob, I'm still going to get clean drinking water.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, another person I'm thinking of is Farmer Greg. Oh, he would.
We've already talked to Farmer Greg about this.
Oh,
he's got plans.
Okay.
He's got
plans. Have you met Farmer Greg yet?
Not to my knowledge.
We'll have to make the introduction.
I would love that.